Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, October 17th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. Again, the trend is your friend, and you're only getting it from the Trends Journal. Nobody else knows how to do it. Not the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, MarketWatch, any of them, anywhere. Washington Post, Toilet Paper Record, New York Times, can't do it. Nobody can do it. Only the Trends Journal does it. And we're giving you history before it happens. So, on to the markets. The Dow closed to hit a new high. Yep. Oil prices were basically flat. And remember that phony boom they had over there in Asia? With the Hang Seng and the Shanghai, it ain't so high anymore. Nope, both of them were down 1%. Artificially boosted up. There's a real danger going on in China. So Bitcoin's down, but it's still pretty high. It's up there at the 67,000 per coin. Could you imagine that, 67,000 per coin? And again, we've been very positive on it in your Trends Journal. We give the breakout points, and we said that the upside, we've been saying, is much stronger than the downside. And that's exactly what happened. And gold. $2,691 an ounce as we go on the air. $2,691 an ounce. Hey, what was one of your top trends for 2024? A golden year for gold. Again, gold has a potential to keep rising. It hasn't had a big downward hit yet, and it's going to get one. But this is pretty strong. So even a downward shot, it's still way up. So gold prices, when we made that forecast, they were $2,041, and now they're $2,691. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. On to more economic information here. Big news. Retail sales rose 4% in September. Better than expected. And the job claims dipped a bit. So they say it's up 0.4%. So from a year ago, sales have increased 1.7%. But inflation, the CPI, that's up 2.4%. So in other words, these numbers are total.
Warning, bullshit alert.
That's right. People are spending more to buy less. Because week after week in your Trends Journal, we have all the people being fired. We've been doing it for over 100 weeks. All the businesses that are going bust all over the world. So again, these numbers, they don't mean much of anything. Health premiums saw even as inflation is cooling. This is from the Wall Street Journal. The cost of employer health insurance rose 7% for a second straight year. So we keep putting, week after week, we put in the numbers, car insurance, health insurance, one thing after another, housing insurance. People are paying more for everything. And again, your housing prices have gone up 50% since they launched the COVID war in 2020. So prices are still very high. These inflation numbers, you know, they're good for the equity markets. And by the way, the strong equity market is a plus for Harris. Again, can't stand either of them. As you cover your Trends Journal, it's the Disney World White House. It's Minnie Mouse versus Donald Duck. So when I say things, we say it's not what we like, what we want, what we wish for. It's what is. So this is very positive for her. But on a big negative note that people have no idea about, the International Mafia Federation, excuse me, International Monetary Fund, they warn that government debt, large increases will boost the number to $100 trillion this year. And the U.S., it could hit 115% of the GDP by 2026. The U.S. government debt started the century at less than 60%. That's this century, not like the 20th century, the 21st century, 24 years ago. It was 60%, and now it's going, the debt to GDP could reach 150%. More than double. This is serious. Goes back to gold. And you're seeing all the articles coming about the BRICS, the BRICS, the BRICS, the BRICS uniting. They've had enough of the United States economic and geopolitical hegemony. So again, this debt level is big. It's only going to get worse. And again, they write this stuff. Borrowing surge during the COVID-19 pandemic. Borrowing surge. Scumbag little pieces of shit that we have a name we call politicians. We got to come up with a new name for that, for them. Scumbags. Bitches and bastards. I mean, they flooded, oh, you Trump fans, Trump, Biden, trillions of Biden fans, trillions of dollars of money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. The economy should have crashed. All over the world, they did this. So it's all fake money. And that's why you're seeing gold go up. But of course, they don't put that in here because they don't know. By the way, not a word about the office building bust. That's out of the news. Nobody talks about the vacancy rates and the occupancy rates. That's going to bring down the banking system. Luxury's last growth engine stalls as China's sales cool. This is from the Wall Street Journal. And they're talking about the all the luxury sales like LVMH. They're down all over. As I said, the fish rots from the head down. We've been writing about this week after week after week after week after week after week. The numbers are all there. And you go to China again. They kill their economy with the COVID war. The people have no dough to spend. Yeah. And this is here. Back in 2000... Chinese customers generated just 1% of global luxury sales, according to UBS. Today, they account for a third. 1%. You got it? Slime ball. Beware of Slick Willie Clinton, an arrogant little fuck who brought China into the World Trade Organization and NAFTA when all our jobs, manufacturing jobs, flew out of America. As we've been writing about this, China's GDP before they got into the WTO, 2 weeks after 9/11, by the way, it was like this. Got in, whew, skyrocketed up. We write, with every boom, there's a bust. And the housing bust is big, the apartment bust. They overbuilt it like every boom, but they made a bad situation terrible when they locked down for 3 years of zero COVID policy. So this isn't only China going down. It's going down everywhere. Germany, the second largest economy in the world, recession this year and next. Again, the markets have nothing to do with reality. Main Street and Wall Street are totally separated. That LVMH, the luxury sales, the core fashion, blah, 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 fell 5% compared to the same period last year. Depository receipts were down 7. It goes on and on. But again, old news for Trends Journal subscribers. Week after week, month after month, year after year, we've been writing about them. Lucid slumps on plan to sell 262.4 million shares. Lucid Group shares slid after the electric vehicle maker said it plans to sell blah, 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 because they're not doing very well. Because Stellantis vehicle deliveries slumped 20% in the U.S. But the bigs are getting bigger. The merger and acquisition activity, as we're writing in the Trends Journal, again, for many, many years, special column, bigs get bigger. And now Amazon buys stake in nuclear energy developer. Yep. And the big news on the geopolitical front is that Hamas leader Sinwar was killed in Gaza, Israel says. Sinwar, huh? S-I-N-W-A-R, W-A-R. Sinwar. You got it. War is a sin. Is that something? This guy Sinwar was killed, Hamas leader. War is a sin. And Joe Biden said it's a good day for Israel, for the United States, and the world. Hey, Biden. Total fucking bullshit. Hamas is terrible. Israel's wonderful. Bombing, killing, slaughtering people all over the world. Totally opposed to what Hamas did. Again, totally understand what led up to it. Again, we put the facts down. Think for yourself. And listen to this more.
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
U.S. officials expressed measured optimism that the killing of a militant characterized by the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, a little boy, looks like a freak out of a circus. As a massive obstacle, said that he was a massive obstacle to peace. Over the past few weeks, there have been no negotiations for the end of the war because Sinwar has refused to negotiate. This is the fucking propaganda that they put out. Go back week after week after week after week. We've been writing about this. They want a ceasefire deal and Israel won't agree to it. And that's what ended it. Israel refuses to do a ceasefire, but they're blaming it on the militants. And speaking of militants, Israel accused of targeting Lebanon health and rescue staff after 150 killed. Israel could kill who they want. It's that Hamas that's terrible. Lebanese forced to flee quarter of country, according to the United Nations. And this is the way they write it in the Financial Times. And this is why you get the Trends Journal. By the way, as I mentioned, they closed down Sputnik, the Russian news. We go everywhere. We want to hear what everybody has to say. And then we give our analysis and forecasts. But Israel's military has ordered people living in more than a quarter of Lebanon to flee. What the fuck right does Israel have to do this? Where is the outrage? Oh, no. Shut your fucking mouth, Salenti. I'm a little scumbag prostitute with a little dick and a dried out you know what. We'll tell you what to believe, because here's our language. As the fight with Iran-backed Shia militant group, Hezbollah, threatens to engulf the Mediterranean country. Militant group. A militant group. Lebanese people that threw Israel out of Lebanon, that they occupied from 1982 to 2000, sections of southern Lebanon. They're militants. Israel has every right to steal and kill what they want to do. That's the fucking language. That's why you subscribe to Trends Journal. Again, the more of you that subscribe, the more we get the message out there. You got it? We're giving you everything that you can't get anywhere else. $2.56 a week. Hey, listen to this. More than 1 million people have fled their homes in Lebanon in under a month. Yep. That's out of 5 million people, a million have left. In a land smaller than the U.S. state of Connecticut. Okay, why did Israel, 60, 1,000 left the area over there in northern Israel because of the war going on. But 1 million gone at it. You know, Israel only 60,000? Yep. The UN director said that over 25% of Lebanon is under a direct Israeli military evacuation order. Isn't that nice? Israel's evacuation warnings have been criticized by human rights groups for failing to give enough notice to civilians and to Gaza, directing people to equally dangerous areas. But the U.S. keeps sending weapons of death to keep making this happen. Yes, from the toilet paper. Lebanon's hospitals buckle amid an onslaught. The Israeli military has accused Hezbollah of embedding itself in civilian infrastructure, including hospitals. You know what that is? That's the same fucking bullshit they've been selling in Gaza. You better do, yeah. Oh, yeah, they kill that guy Sinwar, but, oh, isn't Netanyahu a wonderful man? Oh, yeah, great guy. Israeli military demolishes historic neighborhood in southern Lebanon town. Yep. Approximately 150 earlier, Israel has warned residents of 26 towns to leave. Yeah, this is from, look at this, the toilet paper record. Look at this picture. Oh, this is buried in the back, though. What page is this? Oh, A7. Not a front page story. The bombing kills at least 16 people, including a southern city's mayor in Lebanon. Health. This is a quote from the UN. Healthcare facilities, mosques, historical markets, residential complexes, and now government buildings are being reduced to rubble. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Lebanon said, reduced to rubble, bombed to shit. Where is the outrage? Ah, Israeli forces killed 64 more Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Oh, but three Israeli soldiers were killed. And yeah, every day, every day. And again, when you look at the numbers from the, as we published in the Trends Journal, that the 99 American healthcare workers that are there, they say that over almost 120,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza. Rights group believe plan to starve northern Gaza into submission is starting. Yep, it's called the General's Plan, created by the former National Security Advisor, Giora Eland, calls for Israel to order civilians to leave North Gaza and other areas of the enclave and then declare it a military zone. So they're going to take it over. And this is from Anti-War, which supports that. Israeli soldiers say ethnic cleansing plan in North Gaza is underway. Three Israeli reserve soldiers told Haaretz, that's the Israeli newspaper we subscribe to, that they believe an ethnic cleansing plan is underway in northern Gaza, known as the General's Plan. Yep. Facts are there, folks. But fuck the facts. Just swallow the shit. Netanyahu approves set of targets to hit inside Iran. This is from antiwar.com. Yep. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved a set of targets for Israel to strike inside Iran, ABC News reported. Citing an Israeli source, CNN also reported, quote, Israel's plans to attack are ready. You see where this thing is going? You see the danger ahead? And Israel's getting away with this stuff. Russia is clawing back land Ukraine captured. This is in the toilet paper record. Not a word in this article about Russia having taken over some 20% of Ukrainian land that they haven't gotten back. And what else do we have here? SBA says it's run out of disaster loan funds. This is the toilet paper record. Ready? They ran out of funds. Back here is the amount of funds. These are for the people who are suffering in North Carolina and other areas in Florida and other places where their homes have been destroyed. Their lives have been destroyed by hurricanes and terrible weather. You ready? In 2023, the SBA lent nearly $3 billion, including more than $670 million for businesses and over $2.3 million for homeowners and renters to help people recover from disasters. Million. While we just sent $9 billion to Israel, $9 billion to Ukraine, and it's probably almost $200 billion to Ukraine since the war began 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago. Chump change for the plantation workers of Slavelandia. You ready? So far, the SBA has made more than 700 loans totaling about $48 million. No fucking money. This is nothing. Nothing. Just mentioning it to show you how bad things are. And this is a story from the Times. In UK, tackling obesity has dragged on the economy. On Monday, the government announced an investment plan of $360 million for pharmaceutical companies to give these people drugs to help them lose weight. How about eating properly? Exercising. Again, first book I worked on back in the 80s. I didn't write it. I worked on it. Natural Healing. My former wife, may she rest in peace, Mary Ann, sold it to Warner Books. I know about this stuff. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences, the work I've done in integrative and complementary medicine. So, but this is just bullshit giving more money to the drug dealers. The Telegraph said that the country's, quote, widening waistbands are also placing significant burdens on our health service, noting that illnesses linked to obesity cost the country's health services, you ready? Roughly $14 billion a year. People are eating shit and they listen to shit. They tune into shit news and eat junk shit food. Yep, blimpitis. So what do? Give them drugs. Don't talk about the side effects from you. You're not allowed to. So if I'm elected, vote for Mr. Boogie, I'd have a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay. Because you see what it's costing we, the people. The more you weigh, the more you pay. Fat tax. Billionaires fill coffers for groups for Trump. And they lift out by hilarious. Kamala Hilarious is my friend. Mark Bronstein, yes, Mark Bronstein, excuse me, may he rest in peace. Mark Ferraro, the hairstylist of the stars, Mel Hilarious. Billions. They call this a democracy. You need billions of dollars to run for president. You need tens of millions of dollars to run for Congress or the Senate. You need millions and millions of dollars to run for any office of any major significance. Democracy, it's a joke. It's a crime syndicate. Heartbroken. Very, very sad what they're allowing to go on in Lebanon. Bombs away over Beirut, forcing a million people to leave their homes as they're bombing them into ruins, saying that Hezbollah is living in them, just like they destroyed Gaza and the bullshit that they're giving them 30 days to bring food in there. How about giving them 30 minutes? So I'm heartbroken to see what's going on. And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. And this is terrible. Also, please tune into the interview I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's no cat like him out there, boy, when it comes to how they're robbing us of our freedom in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So it's up to us to change the course. United we stand, divided we die. Thanks for tuning in.